QCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is N4ZLK. My name is Shane, and my location is Cleveland, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Here is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. In the net, is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call N4ZLK. Is there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call N4ZLK. We'll begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And I would appreciate it tonight if you give your call and name and location very slowly. This will be my first time calling the net. And before we begin the RF portion of the net, we will recognize those who have utilized the pre-net check-in feature on the brars.cc website. And also during the RF portion, we will periodically stop and recognize any EchoLink stations. On the pre-net check-in, I have KC4PLT. That's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. KF4CKT, that's John in Honeypot. Good evening, John. KC4WGG, Patrick in Rome, Georgia. N4UYB, that is Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. Then we have KE4VGN, Richard in Greenville. N4DFM, Tony in Richmond, Virginia. AA4GH, Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Hello, Gus, if you're listening. Haven't talked to you in a while. Then we have K4XMR, and that's Mel in Prosperity. W2AMD, and that is Andrew in Simpsonville. Then next we have KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont, and he brings his wife Linda along, KG4QLQ. Good evening to both of you tonight. Thank you for checking in. Then we have N4CRV, and that is Lee in Simpsonville. Next, we have KO4ZEW. That's Ben in Simpsonville, I believe. He's in Malden a lot, but I think he might live in Simpsonville, so welcome, Ben. Then we have WA4JJZ, and that will be Andy in Aiken, South Carolina. KQ4ZWS, Christine in Traveler's Rest. KD4HEY, Jim in Piedmont. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit. And let me just make sure I don't have any more. Okay, that takes care of everyone on the pre-net check-in. And also during the RF portion, we will stop and recognize any EchoLink stations. And I believe I have an EchoLink station. So EchoLink stations only, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim and Berea. Negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize KO4YHY, Jim and Berea. Thank you, Jim. Nice to hear you this evening. Thank you for checking in over EchoLink. Tonight being Saturday night, we will begin the roll call with Alpha through Delta. If the suffix of your call begins with an A through a D, Alpha through Delta, and you'd like to check in now, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
N4ZLK. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we're both being negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wear Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you, and all on the net.
Okay. Good evening, Mr. Shane in the net. Thanks for calling the net, Shane. Doing a great job. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Beth and all on the net.
Okay. Shane, great job on the net. Please check in November 4, Charlie Romeo Victor, and 4, CRV Lee in Simpsonville. I know I did the pre-check-in, but I decided to put my 40-foot antenna up this afternoon and thought I would go ahead and check in physically.
I would like to recognize this good group of check-ins here. Rick in Piedmont, KK4DMW. Rick, nice to hear you tonight. And Rick brings along Lorena, KK4ONO, his wife, also in Piedmont, and their daughter, KM4MOQ, Michelle, and she's in Ware Shoals. Thank you, Rick, for bringing the family along. Hope you guys have a good weekend. Then we've got Gary, KI4DOS. Hello, Gary. Good to hear you tonight. Thank you for the encouragement. And Gary brings along Joy, K3JOY, and they are both in Easley. Thank you for checking in. And then I had N4CRV, Lee. And Lee, I had you down there in the pre-net check-in. I appreciate you checking in. Your signal sounds good. Thank you for checking in. Have a great weekend. Any more stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call N4ZLK or Net Control. Down to the next group, Echo through Hotel. If the suffix of your call begins with an E or an H, you're invited to check in. Please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
Okay. Again, Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Hotel X-Ray, KR4FHX. Jamie, I'm in Gaffney, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net.
N4ZLK. Shane, you're sounding good. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cannon, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Good to hear you, Shane, and thanks.
Okay. Please check in Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo, K4HNR. This is Connor. I'm at home over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks so much for running the net tonight. You're doing a great job.
Or ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to recognize KR4FHX, and that is Jamie in Gaffney. Jamie, thanks for checking in tonight. Also, KC4EZN, Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, nice to hear you. I haven't had a chance to tell you, but it was nice to meet you way back at the Hamfest back during the summer. I enjoyed that, but it's always good to hear you on the radio. And then I've got K4HNR. Used to be my favorite son-in-law. Now he has some competition. That's Connor in Greenville. And good to see you tonight, Connor. It's nice to get together with the family today, and thanks for coming over. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to fill in for you tonight. Hope you and Gabrielle have a good night tonight, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. Any more stations, Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call N4ZLK. Down to the next group, India through Lima, I through L. If anybody with the suffix of their call begins with I through an L, if you'd like to check in tonight, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
N4ZLK. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's also where I'm going to be negative and negative. So I had 73s for each one of you.
Okay. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you so much for calling the net. Hope everybody has a great evening. Have a good Thanksgiving. No traffic, no comments.
Is that okay? Name, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. K KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. Be negative and negative, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
N4, ZLK. Great to hear you call the net. I want to hear more of this. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be out, but I'll be here for a short chat. Hope everything's going well with everybody today. I'll see you a little later. KK4JVQ.
Here, this is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and recognize this good group of people that checked in. First up, I have KK4JFO, James up there in Tuxedo. And James, also, it was good to meet you at the Hamfest back during the summer. I always have heard you for years checking in. I appreciate it, and nice to finally have you check in on a net that I've called. So thank you for checking in. And then, of course, Sid in Fletcher, right after James usually comes in here, W4IOE. Sid, we've never met, and I've never spoken, but I recognize your call and your voice from hearing you on a regular basis. And I understand you run nets up there in the Hendersonville area, I think Sunday night. I don't remember the frequency offhand or the time, but I know you have one, and I appreciate you doing that as well. Then next I have Duncan, KQ4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. And Duncan, nice to hear you. We need to do some CW again sometime. I enjoyed those several conversations we had, and I appreciate you checking in with me tonight. And then next we have Larry, KK4JBQ. And Larry, I was hoping you would hang around tonight because you used to hang around all the time and make a comment or two, and I always thought if I ever start calling the net, I hope Larry stays in there and makes a couple comments because I always enjoyed listening and hearing what you had to say. So I appreciate you checking in and bringing along Donna, KC4MFK. And they both are in Greer, and I appreciate you both checking in tonight. Say hello to Donna for me. Any more check-ins? India through Lima, I through L. Please call N4ZLK or Net Control. Move down to the next group. Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK or Net Control. Where, if the suffix of your call begins with an M through a P, Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call N4ZLK. We'll try one more time before I move to the next group. Our next group, Quebec through Tango, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
4, is that okay? Hussein doing a fine job tonight. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lehman Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
Okay. So, Victor 4, Romeo Victor. Operator name is Ross, Radio Ocean Sugar Sugar. QTH is Taylors, South Carolina. I will be negative and negative. Good to hear your voice on the net, Shane. We haven't met, but you sound good. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor 73.
Would you please check in Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-ray? That's W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for running the net. You're doing a great job.
This is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognize these stations that have checked in. I have KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. Hello, Chris. Really good to hear you tonight. I was kind of hoping Tom would check in too, but he must not be around or available. But almost stopped into the shop the other day there in Pickens. I was in town, and then I was running behind on my errands. Didn't have enough time to stop. We were getting ready for some Thanksgiving dinner, and I needed to get back with what I had. So one day I'm going to keep that promise I made and show up and see you, whether you like it or not. Looking forward to meeting you someday. Then I have KV4RV, Ross and Taylors, here tonight. Thank you for checking in, and thank you for the encouragement. and it's good to talk to you tonight. Hope you have a great weekend. Next, we have W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. Brad, nice to hear you. Thank you for checking in. Hope you have a good weekend as well. Try one more time, Quebec through Tango, before we move down to the last group. Quebec through Tango, please call N4ZLK or Net Control. Earl, N4ZLK, before we move to the next group, I'm going to check with Echolink. Any Echolink stations would like to check in, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
N4ZLK, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. No traffic, no table.
I recognize KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Hello, Stephen. Nice to meet you tonight. I don't believe we've spoken, but I hear you checking all the time. Thank you for checking in on Echolink and always being here on the net. Thank you for checking in. Hope you and your wife have a great weekend. All right, let's move down to the Uniform Through Zulu group. This is the best group because this is where I fall in, but I'm not going to check in tonight. Let's Uniform Through Zulu. If your call, the suffix of your call begins with a U through Z. Please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative.
Okay. Sounding great tonight. This is Seth. I'm here at home. Please check in KQ4WJT, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Juliet Tango. No traffic tonight, but I'll hang around for a chat afterwards.
N4ZLK. Please check in out of order. Shane, good, great to hear you. N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. My location is Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir. Sorry to be late. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Tom.
Is that LK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? I'd like to recognize the following stations that have checked in. First of all, I have KO4WTQ. That'll be Greg and Greer. Greg, thank you for checking in tonight. Hope you have a great weekend. And then one of my favorite amateur radio operators in the whole world, KQ4WJT. That's my youngest son, Seth. Seth, thank you for calling in tonight. And also really, really good to see you guys tonight, you and the girls, or this afternoon. And hopefully see you again tomorrow. Thank you for checking in. I have you down for comments. So I'll be back to you after the formal portion here. And then a good friend, Tom, N0TR. Tom, thank you for checking in tonight. Good to hear you. Hope you and Bernice are doing well. And thanks for checking in, and don't worry about being late. I'm just glad you showed up. Rather you be late than not come at all, so thank you for being here. You and Bernice have a great weekend. Talk to you again. Do I have any more check-ins? Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK. Or net control. Code all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you have a call and you would like to check in and haven't yet, please call N4ZLK or net control.
For ZLK N4CRV.
N4ZLK, go ahead.
But I missed it earlier. I apologize for that, but I have an announcement when you can fit me in.
You can go with your announcement now if you'd like.
The Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society will be holding their December food and fellowship on Monday night, December 1st, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Golden Corral Buffet and Grill on 3240 North Pleasantburg Drive, which is right across from Cherrydale. So if you're not doing anything, come on out, have some food, have some fellowship. Join the club if you're not a member. If you're not a member, you know, that's fine too. Come on out and we'll have a chat. But we're having our food and fellowship. Come on out.
N4CRV. Sorry, I had the wrong name there. You are announcing that the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society is having their December food and fellowship. Is it this coming Monday from 6 to 9? Is that correct?
We normally do from 7 to 9, but the Golden Corral actually closes at 9, so I figured I would push it back to 6 and give us a 3-hour window.
wasn't trying to look at my calendar, but I got too many things going on here.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. That is Monday, December the 1st. Monday, December the 1st, 6 to 9 p.m.
December 1st, 6 to 9 at the Golden Corral, 3240 North Pleasantburg Drive near Cherrydale. The Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society Food and Fellowship, all are invited. Did I get everything correctly?
Great job on the net.
Okay. And does anybody need any fills on this on the Lee's announcement? You're welcome to call N4CRV. Sounds like they got it. I appreciate you making that announcement. Anything else for the net? My question. This is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's go again, Alpha through Zulu. Any more check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call N4ZLK or net control.
ZLK. Good evening, sir. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County, be negative and negative. Good evening to you, number one on net.
Okay, with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, would like to recognize Tommy, K4XB. And I was hoping if I waited around long enough, you'd show up, Tommy. I'm glad you're here. Good to hear you tonight. And hello to Miss Angela, KQ4, to be determined, KQ4TBD. And they are both in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, thanks for checking in. Hope you and Angela have a great weekend. Any more check-ins, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call N4ZLK or net control.
ZLK. Again, Kilo Fox 4, Bravo Victor Juliet, K4BBJ. Terry and Tankerson's champion. Good evening, everybody.
4ZLK. Please check in KR4FNC. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. My name is Rick in Sepsiville. Yeah, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you so much for calling the net.
To recognize KF4BVJ, Bravo Victor Juliet, that is Terry and Taylor's. Terry, thanks for checking in. Hope you have a great weekend. And KR4FNC, Rick in Simpsonville. Rick, nice to hear you tonight, and thank you for checking in. Any more check-ins, Alpha through Zulu? Sounds like they're trickling in here. So any more check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, before I close down the formal portion, please call N4ZLK. It's N4ZLK now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And I would like to call, let's see, KK4JBQ, I believe was my first commenter tonight. So KK4JBQ, please call N4ZLK.
ZLK. Here is KK4JBQ. Well, you'll have to straighten me out, but we used to have, about 20 years ago, we used to have a family, every member of the family, was a ham, and we used to call them the ham family. That wasn't their last name. It was because everybody in the family was a ham. And it sort of sounds like you have nearly achieved that. I suppose you have one daughter that isn't, but it sounds like you have other daughters that are, and son-in-laws that are, and a son that is. Wow. That's just fabulous, I think. The more you can share, and the bigger the family, the more fun it is, wouldn't you say?
JBQ, N4ZLK. Larry, it is a lot of fun. My father-in-law was the one that got me into ham radio back, he introduced ham radio to me before I was married, before we were married, and that was 88, 89. And not long after we got married, I got my first license. I know that your father-in-law was also a ham radio operator. We've talked about that before. The first family member for me was my son-in-law, Connor, K4HNR. My youngest son, Seth, who checked in tonight. Also, he got his license. And my oldest son actually took a radio, a little HT home with him tonight to listen to the net. Told him to make sure he doesn't transmit, so I know he won't do that. But he's listening. Well, I don't know if he's still listening. He said he was going to, so maybe there'll be some interest there. My daughters are not really interested, and the oldest daughter just got married, the last child to get married this past April, and her husband says he's interested, so we'll see. He's pretty busy right now, but it will be fun, and we're kind of spread out over the local area. It'd be nice to be able to all keep in contact with over Simplex, you know, or HF if we need to, but it is fun, Larry. It's nice to have family members, as you know, being a ham radio operator.
It is. KK4JPQ. You come to think of it, with that many members of the family and would-be members, perhaps, you could have a field day all to yourself. You know, come field day, just get a big tent. I don't know. That is something special, truly. And I have to ask, since I think, is Shane your given name? And if it is, or even if it isn't, does it have anything to do with cowboy westerns? Because my dad watched a lot of TV, you know, and I was his remote control. That is to say, when he wanted the sound up or down, he ordered me to do it. I was just a little boy at the time and quick on my feet. And he watched a lot of Rawhide and Gunsmoke and yada yada. And I'm sure somewhere in that menagerie there was a Shane. That is a Western name as far as I can tell. And I've just been curious about that.
You hit the nail on the head. My dad was a big fan of the actor who played Shane, and his name just slipped my mind as I was going to tell you. Now, the movie was the name Shane, and most times you'll see it spelled S-H-A-N-E, and my mother had never heard the name. I don't know if this makes any difference right now, but she's from England. She's a British lady, still a British citizen, but she's been here. She left home or left England at the age of 19 and married my dad. He told her that he wanted to name me Shane, and he wasn't there when they came in at the hospital and asked her how to spell it. And so she just thought it sounded like it should have a Y in there. So my name is S-H-A-Y-N-E, which I'm fine with that. It's a little different. I'm starting to see more and more of it, but you are right. I was named for that Western. I have three older brothers, and their names came from different places, family and things like that. But mine came from Alan Ladd. That was his name. He was the actor who starred in the movie Shane. And that's who I was named after.
That is a distinction. Named after a famous cowboy. My dad would be crazy about that. Well, gracious. Well, I don't mean to pry, but I guess I already have. It's great to have you as a net control operator. I've done this also back when I was vice president of the club. We had a period where we were short, we were shy of several operators to fill the week, you know. This is a constant issue as we have gone through that lately, and your family almost single-handedly has cured that. But we had that problem way back, 15 years or so ago. And I called the net, and I kind of got, you know, fond of it, but then other people wanted it, and I was happy to let it go. It was a lot of I don't type. It's one thing in growing up I missed. My brother came along 3 years later, and he was smart enough to realize that there were a lot of girls in the typing class. And so he took typing. And when keyboards came around, well, you know, he had the upper hand. And that's always been the case. Donna is not only an accountant, but also a very good typist, even on a 10 keypad, you know, for numbers. And I've always felt, and I tried. Who was that? Somebody, Mavis Bacon or something like that. I took that course, and nothing about a typing course made any sense to me. The moment I looked away from my hands to find the keys, then I just fell apart. Isn't that awful? KK4JVQ.
That LK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Larry, I know what you mean. I actually took a typing class in high school a long time ago, and it comes pretty good to me. I have not spent a lot of time with computers. You know what I did there for a long time, always on the road, and didn't really have to mess with computers much, so I'm not real computer literate, but I can get around, and I can type pretty well, and it's kind of always stayed with me. I think that kind of like learning Morse code a little bit every year, it really you really get it down. And I had a good teacher, and but I tell you what, I've watched my wife Beth. She can type. She's probably up there at 50, 60 words a minute, and it's pretty amazing. I was watching her when she used to do medical transcriptioning and or editing medical reports and stuff. She could really fly over those keys. I can't do it that good, but I get along as far as that goes. I can keep up. But, Larry, let me take a quick break here in case there's anybody else that wants to check in before we go too much further here. Any stations Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check in for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK. ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, back with KK4JBQ. I guess no one wants to check in right now, but Larry, I have to tell you, I never heard you call the net. I got my call back, you know, back in 1990. Had a 2-meter radio for a long time in my personal truck, and that was about it. But didn't really get involved for a lot of years, just kind of had it on going back and forth to work. And I check into the net occasionally, but these last several years, I always thought I would like to help out and call the net some. And if I ever did, that I was hoping that you would hang around for comments with me, because I loved listening to you check in and make comments. You always have something good to say, and you're always so kind to people. And I always imagined that it would be a loss if I ever started running the net and you weren't there to check in with me. So I appreciate you. I actually appreciate you sticking around for comments, because I haven't heard you do that in a while. So I feel like it's a big honor. I just wanted to let you know that. I appreciate it.
That's, I'll take that for the way you meant it. And I just wanted to say that it intrigues me that you are fairly good, I suppose, on a key. That is something that I failed. I didn't even try typing. I didn't even get the Mavis Bacon thing. Am I saying that right? the gal who, Lordy, what must it be, 20 years ago anyway, she had a computer program that guaranteed that you would learn how to type. Well, that didn't work. And I took a class in Morse code, and that didn't work for me either. I think I may be the one person. It's on YouTube. I'll put it that way. My complete failure is on YouTube. Now, I'm not going to say any more about it, who the teacher was or how you get to it, because it's embarrassing. But He was randomly calling people with a as yet unrevealed letter of the alphabet. So it would be Larry J. Shane U. You see, that's how it worked. And we got to my letter, and I'd been called on, and I completely fell apart. It just flew out of my head. I couldn't even tell you what it was immediately after he announced and challenged, I suppose that's the way you would say it. He challenged me to just speak it, you know, da-da-da, such as that. We did at some point all have keys, and we would attempt to, in the presence of everyone else who was trying to learn as well, of course, but I completely failed. I went back the next time, but I felt like I had to bury my head. and not because I was bashful. I'm not bashful, not really, but boy, you fail like that in public, and it really sinks in deep. So I'm no good at all on a key, and I'm glad you did, and you did it exactly the right way, a little bit every day, religiously almost. That's the way to do it. And I wanted to pretty badly. What is it, the Century Club, I believe it is. I was a member of the Century Club for a while, and it just never took off. KK4JBQ.
Okay, with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Comment, go ahead. Larry, hold on just 1 minute. Comment, go ahead.
CRV, KK4JBQ. Did I hear you say you were VP of a club at one time?
The Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. I was a member, I can't tell you what the years were, but around 2012, I believe it was.
Something tells me I have some very large shoes to fill. I recently volunteered to fill that role and was elected unanimously.
The unanimous vote is rare, but you'll find that you'll get a lot more out of your time with the club, stepping up and having the courage. In the beginning, that's all it takes. It takes a little bit of courage, and you will find that will be very rewarding. Especially, now you know, I think the way the Constitution is still written, although I haven't read the Constitution of the club, not since I've edited it, but you will serve the club and the president as a fill-in for any formal meeting where the president has to be absent. Now, I was excited to do that, and I just want to pass this along to you. It helped me a great deal. I had a little conversation the first time I sat around a table with other members of the club who themselves had plenty of responsibilities, but I asked them for one other promise. You will be here. You will be here on time. And you will participate. It won't be embarrassing, but I will call you by name if you don't jump in here and help us run this club for the good of all. And some people did not, they did not believe me, but I held their feet to the fire, and it became, it became a place where people did enjoy contributing, and they enjoyed saying their little piece of wisdom It's amazing what people are thinking of and never open their mouth. It's just amazing the quality of thought that never gets out in the open. So I learned this in my church. I was president of the congregation and ran the meetings, and I learned it there, that everybody participates. And if not, they're called on the carpet, so to speak. Congratulations to you, and I hope it all goes well. KK4JBQ.
4CRV. Yes, sir, I appreciate that, and thank you very much. It's been a great meeting so far. Everybody jumps in. Everybody gives their, you know, what's on their mind, and we're moving forward. We got a lot of things in the works, and I think it's going to be a great time. But I appreciate your words, man, and I'll take it to heart.
Watch. All will go well, and there may be some folks listening that were around that table with me, and I will just finish by saying that I grew up a lot in the club, and this is a way to get to know amateur radio in a way that you could never achieve the kind of camaraderie unless you work on problems. Now this is true in your church and in business also. I was a business major in college, and when we covered such as having meetings and what to expect of others and that sort of thing, I was all prepared. I knew what was going to be discussed, because people do lay back, and unless they're put on, you know, unless you put your thumb on them, they'd rather just listen to everybody else's ideas. But you know, that's really not how, well, number one, how you participate if you're just listening to everyone else. And it will come easier over time. If this isn't anything that you have in your wheelhouse already, it will show up one day, and you'll have a campaign for something. I guarantee it. Something will appeal to you enough to really get in there and participate. All the best to you. KK4JBQ.
4CRV. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate that.
We got together there and had a discussion. Thank you, Larry. N4ZLK. And also, thank you, Lee, for chiming in there. Larry, if you don't mind, let me take a break. I'll get back with you in just a second. Let me see if we have any more check-ins. Check-ins Alpha through Zulu, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control. N4ZLK, back to KK4JBQ. Larry, I had a couple comments on some things you said earlier. I knew the family you were talking about, the ham radio family. I actually used to deliver to them when all the kids were young. I remember the street they lived on, coming down there in the brown truck and delivering packages to them, and they'd all be out riding bikes and stuff. In fact, one of them, and I think he used to call the net on Friday nights. We talked about this. His name has slipped my mind. When he was young, he pulled up beside me on his bicycle and asked me if he could ride beside me as fast as he could, if I could clock him while I was driving the truck. He wanted to know how fast he was going. And I suggested maybe it wasn't a good idea, because I didn't want anything to happen. And I know the company I worked for would not appreciate that if something ever happened. But I do remember the family. They all used to check in. And I still see him. I've talked to him a few times here and there through the years. And then I was going to talk to you about the Morse code. I am better on the keyboard as far as typing than I am in Morse code. I'm getting there. I haven't had a chance to get on there and work any stations in a while. I've been doing some work around the house, and it's kind of gotten into my ham radio time, but I'm working on it, and I can listen, and I can pick out most, and I can communicate pretty well as long as we keep it slow. But the class that I took years ago for CW, who was put on by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club, I don't know if you ever knew him, Gene WB4ZBZ. When he gave us our, he was teaching us five words a minute, and one day we walked in and we were still practicing, he said. And everybody got it right, and he said, there you go, I just gave you the test, and now you didn't get nervous about taking the test, and you all passed. So that's how I passed my five words a minute.
KI4LZI. That was Daniel, KJ4WZM, two or three others, their parents down at Simpsonville, and Gene had WB4ZBZ. Back in the 90s, he used to quite frequently go over to the Weather Bureau, because back then the Weather Bureau wasn't online, so to speak, and they had hams go over there and operate straight from the Weather Bureau, and back in the late 90s, Gene done that a lot. Go ahead, KI4LZI, just putting that in.
Thank you very much, and I was going to check in, and I realized you already checked in on the pre-net. I read it out and didn't even realize it was you. Sorry about that, but good to hear you tonight, Andy. Yeah, and I do remember, I tried to write it down. Daniel, I think, is who it was you said. I could be wrong, and I know Larry knows him. Go ahead, Larry. KK4JBQ, N4ZLK.
And Daniel was his name. He has since I've seen him in person, we've talked on the phone and on the radio, but he has a new baby. Maybe not so new, maybe 3 years old by now. But anyway, yeah, that's a marvelous family and very close and attended the meetings, and they sort of made up a whole section of the meeting venue there, and well, I thought a lot of that family and how the parents really had, they had worked hard. Mother and dad had worked hard to make good kids. I never had any children myself, so I just, you know, if you don't, you'll never know what that feels like. If you don't, you watch other families where it seems to work. Somehow, in some way, these adults have managed to raise really good kids. And I know others have thought the same thing, and they just don't say anything about it. They just take it to heart, maybe use some of what was apparent, and that's not a pun. It's just apparent how you raise good kids. If you watch people who have children who are bright and who are polite and, you know, yada yada, those are hard things to drive into kids, but those are things that children pick up naturally. So if good kids are the best testimony, you might say, for good parenting. KK4JBQ.
Okay, and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Larry, I've, in my years of having kids and watching other families grow, and you know, you can tell a lot by the children. You can tell what the family's like at home. And let me just double check with Andy here if he's still listening. Andy, I think I actually forgot to check you in. There was two Andys right in a row. I was just looking back at it, and I remember checking in an Andy, but I never said Andy and Table Rock, so I think I totally missed you, so I'm just going to check in now. KI4LZI, Andy and Table Rock, and make sure I got you. I had you checked off in the pre-net check-in, but I know I didn't call out two Andys, and I know I didn't say Table Rock, so any more comments, Andy, on this round here? And 4ZLK, go ahead.
KI4LZI, yeah, there's that Andy who's from down in the flatlands of Aiken, and sometimes he's back off up here at Pisgah, up at that hotel thing. He's an Andy, and I'm an Andy, way, way back. system down there in Aiken, and he could sometimes get into this repeater by RF from down there sometimes, way years ago. And I heard that and down there do it sometimes on an occasion, I would, that particular Andy. And as far as that other family like that he's talking about, way back, as he said, when he was vice president, and all them used to check in here at various times, and Daniel was the last one, JJ4RQZ, and you've got something coming along here and now, you say, we need more young people in this, because 20 or 40 years from now, we're not going to beat you to keep this going. And it's all going to disappear if we don't get some young people active in it and interested in it to keep it going. Back to net control, I say I'll be here for a bit listening. If I want to say anything else, I'll put my call in and come back in. KI4LZI.
Okay, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, Andy, thank you for those comments. And yes, you're right. We've got to get the young people in. And I'm trying. I'm working on it. Both to you and Larry, another comment. One of my granddaughters likes to come back in the radio room. In fact, her dad is listening. I'll go to him next for comments after Larry. But she likes to play around with my CW key, and I make sure, of course, it's not transmitting. But she's learned a few letters already. I can either say them or send them on the key, and she gets the letters in her name correct and a couple of extras. And I don't push it on her, but whenever I'm back here and she comes in, Larry, we play around a little bit with the radio with the Morse code key, and she seems to pick it up pretty well. So you never know. Might be getting one of these young ladies in at an early age, hopefully. But, Larry, you have any more comments? KK4JBQ and 4ZLK and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
A couple of things, Shane. Number one, one of my classes in college was on early childhood development. It was a kind of a wild thing. It wasn't something that, it wasn't a course that people took from the book and says, oh, that looks interesting. Let's take early childhood development. No, I was advised by another student that had been to this class. I had taken four classes from this particular professor. The first thing he did was he lined up, he took it, it was sort of a science classroom and, you know, the large tables. So we got all those large tables together. And the first thing this guy did was he stepped up on a chair and got up on the tables and he walked around. As we all looked up, he walked around and talked. It was a different way. And, you know, he did this every class. We even started arranging the tables for him. You know, so he could walk around the tables. The only college professor I ever had that lectured tables in the classroom. But you know, you never forget. So anyway, he had written a book. Most college professors attempt and aspire to do this. He wrote a book on how to teach children to swim. Children have, according to him and his research, children have a natural ability. Just take a child. Take a child that's 3 months old, if it's healthy and, you know, everything's working right, and just throw him in the water. He did this, and he had an underwater camera, and that was part of his presentation. And these kids were just so happy. So just terribly happy to be thrown into the water. As of yet, I've never learned to swim. So there are ways to to fold in to what comes naturally, if you know what that is, first of all. And some people just seem to make good parents. All parents love their kids. My folks were a little warped in a lot of ways, but I really still understand that they loved me. But it's clear to the whole world for some parents, you know, they just show it off naturally. They just show off how much they love their children. And this is marvelous to see, and it's marvelous to talk about. A dad like yourself has had perhaps more satisfaction in this life. When it all comes down to the end, if you and I are still knowing one another when that time comes, let me know. Is it what I suspect, and that is that you had a marvelous life loving your kids the way you'd have? So with that, I'm going to get on out of here, and we are past 10 o'clock officially. It's been great to talk with you tonight. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Shane.